Here we are with Jonathan Burrows, and we would like to talk a little bit about this project that you are going to present here in Bologna at the end of January. Let's start from the beginning, the title.
The title Hysterical Furniture seems to reflect two sides of the kind of performances that we make. On the one hand, they are, we call them music. My colleague Mateo and I both come from classical backgrounds, myself in ballet, him as a composer. We both studied classical music composition. And at the same time, our approach to performance is much more open, more anarchic, more humorous than one would expect from a music concert. So the furniture is, in a sense, these coded forms that we come from, and the hysteria is what happens.
You already said something about your past experience in ballet. You've been in the Royal Ballet for 13 years. Could you define what's left of that experience in your present work?
Anybody that would come to see the work that Matteo Fargin and I make now will not see any ballet. But having said that, the body remembers everything that's put into it, and my body remembers ballet. And so, of course, there are echoes of the rhythms and formalities and structures of ballet. But the work that we make is equally growing out of decades of the arrival of a wholly new kind of contemporary performance practice.
If you had to give your own definition of dance and performance.
The work that Mateo and I make is premised upon the philosophy that we are in a conversation with the audience. So although it may be very difficult for me to describe to somebody when they say, so what do you make? The last performance but one that we gave was in a very small village hall in the Welsh mountains. It was organized by a friend of ours who happens to live there, and we walked out in front of 50 completely unsuspecting people who had no idea what they would be witness to and be invited to be a part of. The first thing I suggested when we walked on was that if at any point anybody wanted to come and talk with us about what we were doing, they were very welcome. And many people did. And the things that people remarked on, the observations that they had, the questions that they had, were equal to the remarks, observations, and questions that anybody would have, whether they knew anything about contemporary dance and performance or not. Mm. So the work is open to anybody that opens themselves to the work. It helps with what we do because there are two qualities that come out of the performances. The first is that at a certain level they are allowed to contain humor. This is not so usual within the contemporary arts, which tend to view humor as something which is less valid. But for Mateo and I, every conversation contains the signals of reassurance which belong to the smile or the laugh, the laughter of recognition, the laughter of questioning. And so to forbid humour from a performance would be a very fake situation. But at the same time, the performances invite people to engage very strongly intellectually. Much humour is intellectual, of course, but it's a particular meeting of those two things. And again, that's reflected in the title that we chose for the retrospective, Hysterical Furniture.
How did you choose what to present here in Bologna?
Mateo and I are quite unusual in that many people who make performance will make one performance and then they'll tour it for 2 years and then they'll stop and then they'll make another performance and tour that. For us, over the last 15 years, we've continued to perform every single piece that we've made. So we now have something like 12 performances which we are quite regularly showing. And we do them in different combinations, different for each circumstance that we find. And in this instance, we've worked very closely with Silvia Fanti, who is from Bologna, who has followed the work for many years, and who has been creatively proactive in imagining what would be possible, and specifically within this quite unusual non-theatrical set of rather faded grand rooms that many of the public won't have seen before, a kind of hidden corner of the city. A door that's open that hasn't been opened before.
How is your work going to interact with such an important place?
I think what we do, the simple answer to how will what we do interact with this important place is that I have no idea till we begin, which is part of the pleasure of performance. Nobody knows what will happen until it begins. That's why we love performance. It's not a fixed object that can be measured, but at the same time, Matteo and I often perform in unusual spaces, and increasingly perform in unusual spaces. Our philosophy in the title of a new piece that we're working on is "Any Table, Any Room," and my experience tells me that the work will interact in this important space. On the one hand, by making it our own; on the other hand, by joyfully contradicting it. And this is what must happen to spaces as time goes on, because nothing stands still.
In this Bologna project, you're going to invite some other artists to be with you?
We invited Mette Edvardsen to come and perform her portrait, One of the 52, live, for two reasons. First, she has a strong relationship to the city through the producer Silvia Fanti. And secondly, she's the only person out of all of the 52 portraits, and I finished filming the last one last week. Mette is the only person that only sat still and didn't move at all. Everybody else made something choreographic or a visual statement, and Mette only sat. And so both Silvia Fanti and Matteo and I thought that this would be very beautiful to invite a performance of somebody that would not do anything, but we would sing about them. So Matteo's daughter Francesca, who will be with us, will sing the autobiography of Mette Edvardsen while we watch Mette Edvardsen sitting at a table. And in addition to that, we had the idea that we would make a 53rd. So I should explain, the 52 portraits are portraits of dance makers that we love, and we've been releasing.
Like who?
It's very famous people and people that nobody has ever heard of. Okay. It's very young people that come from hip hop, because I one of my things that I do is to mentor hip hop crews. It's also very well known artists, and they perform something for 2 minutes. And Matteo or his daughter Francesca sing their autobiography and their ideas. And the portraits became sociological, philosophical, and political. The intention of them is to destabilize the cliche of the beautiful dancer who has a fulfilled, beautiful life dancing, and to replace it with the much more interesting histories and politics and ideas of dancers. And we've called the project an epic love song to an art form. It also reflects the often uncelebrated generosity and collectivity of dance as an art form. There's almost no other art form which is so generous within itself and artists towards other artists. And we will make, especially for Bologna, a 53rd portrait, which is a portrait of the lady that works behind the bar, and she will also just stand behind her bar, and either Matteo or his daughter Francesca will sing her autobiography and how she feels about working behind the bar. And I thought this was a super idea that came from Sylvia, actually, for the reason that one of Matteo and I's philosophies is that everybody that works towards a performance is working equally towards the performance, whether that's the person that walks on in front of the audience or the person that's operating the sound. We're all working. It's just work. And this lady behind the bar, it's really, it's such a pleasure to invite her also. And everybody loves performing. You know that. The people that read your paper, they all love performing, whether that's singing at Christmas or showing off in the bar, you know. The job of a professional performer is to try to get rid of the part of themselves that loves so much to perform, because you perform better if you're not so having such a great time.
This is exactly what I was going to ask. Earlier you were saying that you have pieces that have been going for like 15 years now. How do you keep your performances alive?
The nature of the pieces that Matteo and I make is that they're rhythmically complex enough that you can never do them properly. So you're always happy to do it again on the off chance that you might do it better. It's Samuel Beckett. You just fail again and you fail better. So it never gets boring. It doesn't get boring.
Can you pick one of the pieces that you're going to present here in Bologna and tell us how it is?
Well, I'll describe a piece. The most recent performance we made, which was made 2 years ago for the Venice Biennale. It's called Body Not Fit for Purpose. And the idea of it is that we wanted to respond to the idea that as artists we must be politically aware, because we discovered that we are very politically aware as human beings, but that the art that we make may not reflect that. So we decided that we would make the art that we make, and we would give it titles which showed our political awareness. And two things happen. The first thing is that the absurdity of the idea of performing the political is revealed, because I declare this dance is called George W. Bush, but then what I do can never be that. But at the same time, we discovered that movement is absolutely and instantly imprinted with whatever you speak. So in fact, it does become George W. Bush. And the piece is a series of gestural solos accompanied by mandolin with titles that alter what you thought you were seeing. And they're serious and they're funny.